The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Versions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Manchin and Sinema should call up Donald Trump and ask to become Republicans, because there's no place in the Democratic Party for sensible moderates anymore.
And the cost of the Build Back Better bill in terms of adding to the deficit is zero. In addition to that, half of it is a tax cut.
My advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
What you're hearing and seeing is a party, the Democrats, and an agenda that's collapsing. And it's real, real important for you to remember that. To anyone who has called this show and said, well, I may not vote next year. I don't know about election integrity. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. I'm going to stay home. May I remind you that yesterday, Republicans unanimously blocked the Democrats' diabolical attempt to nationalize our elections. And the mainstream media won't touch this because it was an epic fail. Republicans unanimously blocked it. They failed. They fell flat on their faces. Just as they are falling flat on their faces over this boondoggle monstrosity of a spending bill. They're blowing each other up. The moderates are fighting with the progressives. Joe Manchin is in the hot seat. Rumors that he's going to flip from the Democrats to the Republicans. He says that's bull. They're in utter disarray. You don't see Pelosi strutting around confidently predicting victory these days, do you? Because they're failing. Biden's agenda is literally on the brink. And they're sitting around worrying about masking and vaccinating six-year-olds. You know why they want to vaccinate six-year-olds? It's not to keep six-year-olds safe. Six-year-olds aren't at risk. Do you know how many children have died of COVID? Under 18? You can't even, and every child's death is a tragedy. Every death is a tragedy for any reason. Heart disease, cancer, car accident, murder, like this scum here in Florida evidently did to his girlfriend. And COVID, they're all terrible. Do you know what the deaths of 540 children represents percentage-wise of deaths? You want to get out a calculator? You want to know, I mean, it's like 1/800th of a percent or something. I'll get it for you here in a minute. I got the number here in front of me somewhere. They're having to focus on things that are irrelevant because they're losing. And they think maybe if we focus on making six-year-olds get vaccinated, maybe Americans won't notice that we're losing the big agenda items. Biden's agenda is failing. And how could it not? I don't mean to be mean here. I'm not a mean person. Did you see the man in Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday? Oh my goodness. That's the president of the United States? That's who this country elected? We got a big problem. And everybody knows it. poor guy babbling about being vice president for 36 years and taking the train to visit his dead family. I mean, it's horrible. It's awful. I don't take any delight in this. I want to die when I'm 99. I want to live a nice, long, happy, healthy life. And may Joe Biden live another 20 years. I don't know. I don't care. But he's the president. There's no leadership in Washington. It sure isn't coming from him. It ain't coming from the guy who thinks he's been vice president for 36 years. That's not the guy making the decisions. They're not letting him make decisions. You know it and I know it. You want to hear panic? I'm going to give you panic. I want you to listen to Don Lemon, Cut 5 from CNN. I want you to hear the sound of a panicked, desperate, progressive, a propagandist on a TV network that nobody's watching, but he lost it. Last night, Don Lemon flipped out at the fact that the Democrats are losing. I want you to hear the sound of desperation, panic, and failure.
When you speak, we listen. When you say, I'm going to have a press conference, I'm inviting the media to do this, I'm going to actually go into the press room with Jen Psaki, I'm going to show up there sometimes and surprise people. And guess what? I'm going to pull the nation in with my narrative. I am going to get their attention. I'm going to make sure I have their attention. I'm going to tell them what is in the bill. I'm going to tell them what I'm selling that is going to help them and everybody in red America and everybody in blue America and all Americans. I'm not just going to sit back and expect the news media to do it for me, because it's not our job to sell the narrative. It's our job to discuss what you are doing. And yes, part of what's in it, but it's not our job to sell your agenda for you. They are not selling their agenda. And the only reason that I am so enthusiastic about this is because our democracy is on the line. And I don't want America to lose its democracy. I don't want America to be a country of minority rule. And I don't want America to be a place where black and brown people like me, whose ancestors fought and died for the right to vote, are restricted from going to the voting booth. That is the most un-American thing to do. So I have this platform that I have now, and I'm speaking very passionate about it. Democrats, get your butts in gear and get passionate about saving this damn country. You're not doing it. You're weak. You are weak. You are weak.
Yikes. And that's a wrap. Even CNN's Don Lemon knows they're losing. They're falling apart. They are absolutely falling apart. So stay focused. I mean, do I want to play this? Do I want to embarrass the president? I mean, I don't. I can tell you I don't. But I feel it's my duty as a radio host with a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers on Rumble and MikeOnline.com. I feel like I've got to share this. Here's the president yesterday. This is the commander-in-chief. This is the leader of the free world. This is the guy who is ostensibly in charge of shaping our nation's destiny.
A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke. I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. After my wife and daughter were killed, I went home to see my family. Never stopped going doing that.
Now, again, I don't take any joy in that. That's sad. It's a sad thing to watch. I feel sorry for his wife. She's got to be embarrassed. His family, his staff, everybody around him. And sorry, that's not a stutter. That's what the apologists have been saying, that how mean we are to point out how out of it he seems to be. Well, he suffers from a lifelong stutter. Because that's a great deflection. Oh, yeah, make his critics look like they're being cruel. Nobody wants to be cruel. But what in the world are we going to do? The guy's only 1 year into his term. And he's getting worse. You know he's getting worse. I mean, here's the headline. It's a scary headline, and I don't want to play anymore because it's just embarrassing. But you know, headline: Biden says he was vice president for 36 years and took the train to see his dead family. Gosh, I mean, and he has had a lot of loss. My heart goes out to anybody who's lost a wife, a son, a husband. And, you know, he's had a lot of loss. I'm not trying to mock that. I'm pointing out that when the president of the United States stands at a podium and says he was vice president for 36 years and he kept taking a train to see his late wife, we got a problem here. We got a problem. 1-800-655-MIKE. Now, we've got a problem on the one hand. On the other hand, we have a solution. And it's us. It's you and me. Trump yesterday announcing he's going to launch a big new social media platform. Shows like mine are soaring. Podcasts are soaring. People are gravitating to places that are rejecting the beast's narrative. Do not call, I'm going to tell you right now, don't call this show and tell me you're not going to vote, because I'm going to hang up on you. And I'll probably dump you, because I don't want your voice heard. Your music to their ears. Now, I have to acknowledge that President Trump, who is the greatest president of my lifetime, bar none, the greatest president of my lifetime was Donald Trump. And I loved Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump was the greatest president in my lifetime. He is now saying, well, Republicans aren't going to vote if we don't fix election integrity. I believe that President Trump is playing a little bit of a mind game. And he's trying to make sure that election integrity is front and center and is not lost in the shuffle. And I agree with that. It shouldn't be. But we can give no quarter to the loser mentality that we should stay home, because we will lose. And yesterday, we won. Yesterday, we won big time. Yesterday was a victory for election integrity. And just because the mainstream media is afraid to touch it doesn't mean it didn't happen, because it happened. Republicans unanimously beat back and defeated their efforts to nationalize our election process. Take the victory. Take the win. Realize we've got momentum. And don't you dare call this show and tell me you're not going to vote. Sorry. Don't bother, because it's going to be a wasted effort, because you're going to get hung up on. And I don't like doing that, but I'm flat out tired of giving them ammunition. I'm tired of saying what they want to hear. You don't think the Democrats love to hear, oh, Republicans aren't going to vote because we don't trust the outcome of the election? Knock it off. Got no room for that. We got to win. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome. It's Thursday, October 21st. I hope to put your voice front and center, as long as you don't tell me you're not going to vote. And you can try it. You'll hear what it sounds like to be hung up on. Which will be rude of me, and I don't want to be rude, but I will be. 800-655-MIKE, one open line. Join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like
could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote, man. I live in Illinois, Chicago. Totally blue. My vote ain't going to mean anything. Just kidding. I'm voting two or three times, man. Just like the Dems did. What's good for the goose, good for the gander. Go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah, vote early, vote often.
Hi, Mike. Just heard you talking about the people that are saying that they're not going to vote because they're worried about voter integrity. Totally agree with you. We vote in person. I did absentee years ago. I refuse to do it. I have to do it in person because it's too important. And if people don't vote, then how can fraud not be found?
Next year, I'm going to drag my independent friend to the polls with me. You can bet she's going to vote correctly.
Love it. Now, that's the spirit. That's the attitude. I found that statistic. As the Biden administration and the CDC and Rochelle Walensky and Fauci and all of these clowns are pushing to make kids be vaccinated 5 to 11 and shut down, you know, do mask mandates in schools. Listen to this. John Podoretz writes a great piece in the New York Post that I'm going to share with you, and then we're going to take a lot of your calls, I promise. Why Team Biden is purposely scaring folks about kids and COVID? They want to change the narrative. They don't want you to recognize they're failing. Listen to this. The kids who died from COVID so far, the total number in a country that lost over 724,000 Americans, you know how many under 18 died? Every one of those deaths is a tragedy. It's terrible. 542 kids. That's 0.07%. They're using our kids as a political weapon. And everybody knows it. Your call's coming up, I promise. Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The perfect storm of high demand and low supply is sending fuel prices through the roof. Driving your car is costing a lot more, and so will heating your home this winter.
Gassing up is increasingly a hit to the wallet.
You've noticed the prices increase.
Yes, it is pretty rough, not gonna lie.
Henry McGinnis told us it just takes something out of you.
Hurts the pocketbook, hurts the wallet.
Yeah, it hurts my soul.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510 Mike or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. You know why Team Biden is scaring folks about kids? Why they're scaring people about, why there are people literally afraid your child's going to die of COVID. Your child has a better chance, I hate to be blunt, of dying in a car accident than of COVID. 505, listen to this number. Hundreds of thousands of deaths in America. It's all been adults. 542 children under the age of 18 have died of COVID. That's 0.07%. And for that, the beast wants to shut down schools and disrupt their lives, make school harder. They've done it. It's not kids that have done it. It's not COVID that's done it. These were deliberate choices made by public health officials. And we got to be unified. We have to be positive. We got to stay optimistic and know this has been a great week. The Democrats are failing. The American people aren't buying what they're selling. All right, I've been talking a lot. Let's get you into the conversation here. Patty in Minneapolis, thanks for your patience, Patty. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, Mike, for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, I agree with most everything, your opinions, what you say, but when you say that I feel sorry for Biden, he's got dementia and stuff like that, we need to feel sorry for the American people who he has scammed and lied to repeatedly. He has disdain for us, and he tells us every day he's when he's on TV. So when he talks and it shows what a liar he is, you have to play it, because if you don't, nobody else will know.
Right.
And we need the public is, I'm not going to say stupid, but they're ignorant.
Dennis Prager this week pointed out, and he believes that Joe Biden is one of the most evil, if not the most evil presidents we've ever witnessed in America.
He knows exactly what he's doing. And it's so disgusting to listen to him. I mean, he should have been impeached 50 times by now.
Okay, Patty, I appreciate it. Let's see what others say. 800-655-MIKE. Kara is in Orlando. Hi, Kara. Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. I'm good. I'm enjoying my freedom here in Florida. I'm from Chicago.
Me too.
And I think we need to look at all of this with a different lens and really tell our listeners, your listeners, what's going on. The Democrats, they are winning right now. They are doing this by design. It's called the Great Reset, and we need to call it as such. And we need to be more aggressive and look at this and see what's really going on. Look up Claude Schwab. Look up the Great Reset. This is what's going on. It's by design. They're collapsing our economies. They're collapsing our schools. They are doing this on purpose.
Right.
They call us useless eaters. We are not useless eaters.
Right.
They are useless, evil politicians that are scum of the earth. And they are doing this to our children, our grandparents, us as parents. All I want to do is raise my kids, be a good mother and wife. And I have to worry about sickos trying to vaccinate my kids and put masks on their face.
Yep.
Because they despise humanity. These are not Christian people. These are not believers in Christ. These are sickos that believe in the devil, and it's called the Great Reset, and we got to start talking about it.
All right. Thank you, Kara. Appreciate it. 800-655-MIKE. David in Columbus, Ohio, the Buckeye State. Hi, David.
Hello, sir.
Hi, sir.
Pleasure to see you. Hey, as far as you were asking about people that are not going to vote, I'm one of those people that's not going to vote Democrat.
See, you made me hang up on you, and then you said Democrat. Bring him back. I'm sorry, Tracy. See, I hung up on him, and I didn't, because you paused. Let's get him back. David, call me back. Keep a line open. I hung up on the guy. Now I got to give him a gift, too. Let me send him a free MyPillow. David, call back. Let me apologize to you, and then I'm going to send you a free MyPillow. This ought to be MyPillow Day, by the way, because you want to talk about election integrity? Talk about a guy who's been fighting hard for election integrity and has paid a heavy price. That's Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Nobody call, by the way. Let David call back. We got to keep the line open. Nobody else call for right now. Now I feel guilty. I had to have a big meeting with my team today to remind them of how deeply I appreciate them. Because sometimes I get snippy. Somebody texted me the other day. I was scolding Tracy because I didn't have a call when I needed a call. And this pharmacist in South Carolina, this pain in the neck, keeps texting me and says, "Oh, you were very rude to Tracy." I didn't mean to be rude to Tracy. So I had to apologize and tell everybody we've got the best team in radio. We have the absolute best team in radio. And I'm surrounded by good people. And I'm surrounded by great companies to represent. And today ought to be your MyPillow Day. Because after all, you can get all your Christmas shopping done today. Mike Lindell at MyPillow, they've been attacked. The left, the beast, would love to shut MyPillow down. And yet they continue to be one of the most successful American companies out there. The MyPillow towel sets are back. Soft to the touch, super absorbent. A 6-piece MyPillow towel set, regularly $109.99. You know how much we're going to save you? It's just $39.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. The pillow itself, the premium pillow, is normally $69.98. The pillow never goes flat, stays cool during the night. You can throw it in the washer and the dryer as often as you want. It's only $29.98 when you use the promo code MikeG. The My Slippers aren't just slippers. Trust me, they're a religious experience. You're going to want these slippers. Get all your Christmas shopping done. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. Click on that square, and then with anything you order, enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code Mike G, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G, he's back. David, I hung up on you. I didn't mean to because I thought you weren't going to vote.
No, sir, I'm laughing.
Thank you. Hey, David, I'm sending you a free MyPillow for my transgression, so please forgive me.
Well, I actually support Lindell's products. I have all kinds of his stuff.
Well, what don't you have? What don't you have? Do you have the slippers?
I don't have his slippers yet.
What size are you? What's your shoe size?
Little feet.
You have a nine? You got a pair of my slippers on the way. You want slip on or moccasin style? You want the moccasins, kind of like moccasins.
Which do you wear?
I wear the moccasins because you can wear them outside when you take the trash out.
Okay, yeah, that works.
All right, and how about gray? You want charcoal gray?
Whichever ones you like the best.
All right, I'm going to send you gray size 9 moccasin my slippers. Tell me why you're never going to vote Democrat again, David, since I rudely interrupted you.
Actually, I voted Republican my entire life. I was just saying that I'm never going to vote Democrat until I die, and then I'm sure I'll vote several times.
I love it. I love it. And do you share my optimism? I mean, yesterday was a big day. Republicans blocking this effort to nationalize our elections. They're whining. They're complaining. They're freaking out. It's a good day for our side.
Sir, I absolutely believe that we can recover from where we are now. I've been voting a long dang time for Carter during Carter and Reagan and both the Bushes and Clinton. I always voted the right direction, but I will say that our country, interestingly enough, it seems like we started to spiral out of control when we abandoned God. So there's no fear for your eternal soul.
That's right.
And then we also, there's no more fear of law enforcement because it's a revolving door. So people that are committing all these atrocities in our society, they have no fear from God and from man.
Did you hear me play the Tucker Carlson monologue yesterday when he pointed out that when they were burning down police stations, under the guise of social justice, America looked the other way. We acted like that was acceptable. And
yes,
you're right. You're so right. There's no God in that. There's no God, David. Line 3, let's get him a pair of my slippers. Moccasin style, gray, size 9. We'll call him, we'll get you back, and we'll make sure we take care of that for you, David. Thanks for your patience and your kind words and your support of the show. Real important that we stay focused and remember the power of prayer. Remember your faith. We got to keep praying that we get it right. We got to pray and pray politically because that's going to be a solution. Is winning elections and staying home not going to be an option? The papers, the newscasts, radio, filled with stories about how focused the Biden people are on the rollout of the vaccine for American kids from the ages of 5 to 11. Oh, isn't that great? The COVID numbers are going down, and it's going to be the kids who get vaccinated who are going to save us. And they're going to shorten needles, John Podoritz points out in the New York Post. They're going to shorten the needles to make them less scary for our kids. They're all working their Zoom ring lights to the bone, going on TV show after TV show. And you know how hard that is. John Podoritz says there's a reason for the intensity and the omnipresence of this PR rollout, this specific PR rollout. The Bidenites are desperate to change the focus of the national political conversation. Wednesday, the Real Clear Politics poll average had Biden at 42% approval. That's only 3 points higher than Trump's on the same day in his first year in 2017 and 10 points lower than Barack Obama's 52%. On September 20th, 2009. That's a bad Biden number. Very bad. Biden is in a hole. Donald Trump gained voters from 2016 to 2020. Biden's in a hole. What the Bidenites know is there's one issue on which Biden finds himself with a net positive approval rating. In the 538's poll average, his handling of COVID is hovering around 49%. Still not a majority of Americans, but 49%. The number of kids who get sick from COVID, really sick, and the number who have died is vanishingly small. Podoritz writes, some 724,000 Americans are dead of COVID. The number under the age of 18, 542. That's 0.07%. Every death of a child is a tragedy. But yet the Surgeon General is eager to make it seem as though the vaccination of children is of primary importance. Every child who's vaccinated is one fewer child who is susceptible to the risk we see right now, where so many kids have gotten COVID, thousands have been hospitalized, and sadly, we've lost hundreds of children to COVID. When you say hundreds of children, when you're talking about a disease that has killed hundreds of thousands over the age of 18, and the actual number of children is 542, Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, is guilty of an egregious case of emotional misrepresentation. And this false sentiment that the healthcare officials and the Biden administration keep saying, COVID has disrupted our kids' lives. No, you have. You have. And the choices you made to make kids a political tool were the wrong choices, but they were deliberate choices. John Podoritz concludes this great column, and you can read it all in its entirety at MikeOnline.com. He says, I'll be happy to see my 11-year-old get vaccinated, and I will arrange it first thing when it's made available. But mostly, that's about putting him in the position to be free of the behavioral and social burdens that have been improperly placed on him by the one-size-fits-all regulatory madness of the public health bureaucracy that is now trying to generate a panic around childhood vaccinations to try to save their own and Joe Biden's diminishing credibility. John Podoritz is right. Team Biden is purposely scaring people about children and COVID. Your children have nothing to fear. Go to school. You don't need to force six-year-olds to get a vaccine. Again, one more time, the death rate of children in America, 0.07%. And for that, you want to turn our whole school system inside out? Get out of here.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Mike Gallagher.
Parents need to be very vigilant, Mike. They're going to make the vaccine available to children without their parents' knowledge.
You better believe parents better be vigilant, and we've got to resist this ridiculous obsession that they're having, pretending that kids are at serious risk. Listen to Biden's CDC director. Here's Rochelle Walensky talking about making it mandatory that kids wear masks in school, even if they're vaccinated.
You know, after we have authorization from FDA and recommendations from CDC, we will be working to scale up pediatric vaccination. That said, it will take some time. And as I just noted, as we head into these winter months, we know we cannot be complacent. We also know that from previous data that that schools that have had masks in place were 3.5 times less likely to have school outbreaks requiring school closure. So right now we are going to continue to recommend masks in all schools for all people in those schools. And we will look forward to scaling up pediatric vaccination during this period of time.
Utter insanity. 0.07%. That's the percentage of children under the age of anybody under the age of 18 who's died of COVID. There's a reason for it. It's deliberate. Don't forget our Culture Warrior of the Year, 2021 Salem Culture Warrior of the Year. Go to my website, MikeOnline.com. We want to honor and uplift people who are pushing back and fighting the good fight. Let's give praise and encouragement to them. Go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Culture Warrior of the Year banner. Coming up, this deliberate attempt to dismantle America includes attacking small business owners. You know what they've been through in 2021? We'll talk to the great Alfredo Ortiz from Job Creators Network. That and a whole lot more, all coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.